it's happening more and more, the pandemic movie. In the case of the new film Locked Down, it's a story about two people stuck at home together because of COVID-19 and an adventure they might not have decided to have in normal circumstances.
Chiwetel Ejiofor and Anne Hathaway star as a couple battling frustration and boredom. What do bored and frustrated people do? Well, that's part of what the movie is about. I'm Aisha Harris.
And I'm Linda Holmes. And today we're talking about Locked Down on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. So don't go away.
Gunsmoke. Grey's Anatomy.
Choose me.
Game of Thrones.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
None of these shows would exist without one guy and his very famous wife. How Desi Arnaz invented television as we know it. On NPR's Planet Money podcast.
Welcome back. Locked Down was directed by Doug Liman, who directed Swingers back in the day, but more recently has done things like The Bourne Identity and Edge of Tomorrow. It was written by Stephen Knight, who has what I would consider a somewhat speckled history. He made Lock with Tom Hardy, which I liked, and also Serenity with Matthew McConaughey and again Anne Hathaway, which got legitimately disastrous reviews. This movie, Locked Down, was made cheaply and quickly during lockdown. It didn't get a ton of publicity until it was about to arrive. The gist is that Anne Hathaway plays a woman named Linda, no relation, who's an executive at a marketing company where she handles events. Ejiofor plays her partner, Paxton. He drives a van while he's trying to sort of get past a criminal conviction. Her job and his job sort of collide in a way that gives them an opportunity to consider a heist of sorts at Harrods in London. Aisha, they kind of promoted this as a heist movie. I love a heist movie. How did you come down on that aspect of this?
I too love a heist movie. And, you know, this movie definitely poses a question that the director and the stars are all aware of, is like, is this too soon? Do we really want to be seeing a movie about the pandemic, even if it is fun and has a heist element to it? And when I saw the trailer for this, I was like, ooh, like, I don't really need to see something like this, but Anne Hathaway, Chiwetel, heist movie? Yes. Now, I went back and looked at when the actual heist is even conceived, not even just when it happens, but when they actually have the idea for the heist. It is over an hour into the movie, mm-hmm. and it's a 2-hour movie. if you haven't watched it already, temper your expectations, because this is like three parts, a pandemic movie, we're locked in the house, blah, 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 and then one part heist. Yeah. And that part, I think, it was like executed in a very interesting way. And I actually really liked it. And I also have to say, like, I didn't hate the first three quarters of this movie. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that, you know, as early as like 3 to 4 weeks into it, SNL was already making jokes about Zoom calls. And to some extent, they are played out. I do think, even though I'm tired of seeing those, I think this does some clever things that I haven't necessarily seen yet. When they're on a Zoom call, you never actually know when, like, the screen is going to freeze. Mm-hmm. And before everyone arrives, you have the awkward banter.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not that we've had awkward banter, Linda.
Never.
But so, you know, I think it was interesting. I like the dynamic between Chiwetel and Anne Hathaway. I think there are a lot of, it's very stagey. I think had I known this project was happening and known about Malcolm and Marie a month or two ago, I would have said during our predictions for the year, I would have said we're going to see more plays on screen,
just people
stuck in rooms for hours at a time. So I do think that's interesting. Overall, I think there's things to like about it, and then there's other things where it just feels like a slog.
Yeah. And we should mention Malcolm and Marie, which you talked about, stars Zendaya and John David Washington. That's another kind of pandemic movie that was done during the pandemic and is on the way. For me, as a person who really, really loves a heist movie, this heist movie needed a lot more heist. It's not just because it doesn't come in until later. It's because part of what I love about them is seeing the intricacy of the planning come to fruition. And this does not, to me, really have that. This is a pretty simple plan.
It's very slapdash.
I mean, I don't want to give away too many details, but there aren't too many details. It sort of falls into their lap in a way. And it doesn't really require the kind of maneuvering as the sort of getting into the safe and, the, you know, all this stuff from the heist movies that I love the most. A lot of it just plays like a really chatty, one of those kind of like almost like mumblecore 90s movies.
Yeah.
where it's just like a bunch of people talking, but it's clever and the actors are good. To me, the reason to watch this film is the two lead performances, which I think are both really charming. I think the chemistry between them together and also the individual charisma of both of them makes the movie way more watchable. And I think the musicality and kind of the rhythm and the style of the dialogue is fun. I do like just seeing these people talk to each other in a room. To me, this film is kind of powered off of those two actors and what they're capable of doing in a small space together, which is great, but there's not, for me, a lot more to it than that. I sort of got to the end of it and was like, okay. This movie has gotten some pretty scathing reviews already, and I didn't feel that way about it. I think that they are both so charming that I do enjoy watching them together. I haven't seen him do a ton of comedy, and there's quite a bunch of him being very funny in this. And she, I always love to see Anne Hathaway get a part that kind of plays into the, similar to in Ocean's 8,
yeah,
when she gets to kind of play a little bit against the princessy quality that she kind of became known for at one point. I like when she gets to kind of unleash this different section of her personality. You mentioned the kind of the Zoom calls and the awkward banter. Some of the banter in this movie gets super awkward. And it's one of those things where, because it's a Zoom call, it's way worse,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot. I wasn't particularly invested in their relationship, which is one of the stories of the film, nor did I find the heist story all that compelling. And yet somehow I came out sort of neutral on the movie, just, I think, because of the pleasures of watching them have a hang.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Anne Hathaway has what I think is a really great monologue where she's trying to describe why she started smoking again during the pandemic. And it's just
I liked that monologue too.
It felt stagey, but I mean that in the best way possible. Like, she just had a way with the words and the cadence and the moments. And even if I couldn't really understand half of what she was saying, because she's the CEO. And like, that's part of the storyline too, is like her trying to understand what her meaning is in life, because she's now a CEO, like a sort of a newly minted CEO. And she's like, oh, I can't believe I'm in this like upper echelon now. Yeah. And so there's attempts to play with class. And I think, not that I necessarily needed a deeper movie than this, because I do think it is of its time, but I did kind of feel like the dynamic between her being the CEO and then living in this giant townhouse that clearly she is paid for, and him being, you know, a van driver. And they kind of talk about it a little bit briefly, but it just felt kind of underexplored.
Well, and the fact that she's white and he's black, really talk about either in the context of that difference between the way that they're living, and also the fact that, you know, he's dealt with having been incarcerated and things like that. Like, they don't really dive into that at all. I think they certainly could have.
Yeah.
I'm always, as I said, I'm always happy to see her. I think she is one of those young actors who kind of got pulled into a thing where she was playing a lot of characters people decided were annoying. And somehow it translated into not thinking she was a good actor. Whereas if you had seen her in stuff like, I mean, I think the classic reference point is kind of Rachel getting married and stuff like that. But she's always been a serious and good actor. And I like the fact that in this, she gets to kind of stretch out a little bit. I mean, I think we can say about this one, Aisha, okay.
Well, there's a quote from the director where he says, I'm sure Steven Spielberg will get an Oscar in 3 years for the movie he makes about the pandemic, but this film holds a mirror to what we've gone through. It's very much a movie of its time. And I think that's the perfect way to describe it.
Yeah.
It exists. It's an interesting artifact. 20 years from now, we'll probably be like, oh, this happened.
You know, they're gonna put that on the all the marketing materials. It exists. Aisha Harris, NPR. All right. Well, tell us what you think about Locked Down. You can find us at facebook.com/PCHH or on Twitter at PCHH. Aisha, of course, thank you for having this chat with me.
Thank you.
And of course, thank you for listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. If you have a second and you're so inclined, subscribe to our newsletter. You can find it at npr.org/popculturenewsletter. It's my baby. And we will see you all tomorrow when we will be talking about the new Disney Plus series, WandaVision.